In northern Iraq, ethnic tensions have risen in the oil-rich city of Kirkuk, despite the presence of U.S. troops. When Saddam Hussein's forces fled, thousands of Kurdish militiamen moved into Kirkuk. Many wanted revenge for years of repression under the old Iraqi government, which had expelled thousands of Kurds from their homes. Kurdish leaders later ordered their forces to leave Kirkuk, but the U.S. military says Kurdish militia fighters are still there and are forcing many Arab families from their homes. NPR's Ivan Watson reports.
On a quiet sunny morning, a Kurdish family, including a toddler and a young teenage girl, are all relaxing on their lawn when a convoy of four American Humvees and military trucks suddenly pulls up outside their simple two-story home. Chief Warrant Officer Bill Moore immediately sends a team of soldiers in to search the property.
All right, guys, you get your team together and search the house.
Within minutes, they find a locked back door that's been broken open, two upstairs rooms that were looted, and three hidden clips of bullets from a Kalashnikov assault rifle. With the help of an interpreter, Moore then begins interrogating the head of the household, a man who wears the uniform of a Kurdish militia fighter.
Did he force people out of the house? Did he make people leave the house?
The Kurd, whose name is Rashid Kirkuki, is visibly shaken as he admits he does not own the house. Instead, he claims he moved into the building 2 weeks ago after he found it sitting empty. Chief Moore tells Rashid he has 1 hour to pack up his family and leave.
Tell him it's against the American policy, which his leadership has agreed to take people's homes. Mm-hmm. And he must leave with his family.
He said, I want to live in Kirkuk because I'm...
He does not have a home here. He just can't move into somebody else's home.
An Arab man who had watched the encounter from outside the home seemed visibly relieved. 2 weeks ago, Jalal Rakan Shaddan says a group of Kurds forced him at gunpoint to move out of the house his family had lived in for the past 8 years. These house seizures have become a common complaint in Kirkuk. Chief Moore says since the collapse of the Iraqi government, armed Kurds from outside Kirkuk have been systematically seizing and occupying Arab properties here.
They're going to undo everything they gain with this. They're going to lose all credibility with the international community. This is alarming. The leadership tells us in public forum they agree with what we're doing. They're telling their people to leave these homes, etc. But when we come out here, we're not seeing it.
Some Kurds want revenge for decades of persecution by Saddam Hussein's regime. Colonel William Mayville, the commander of U.S. forces here, says the Kurds have adopted increasingly violent tactics. Last week, his men caught Kurdish militiamen in the act of kidnapping Arab youths.
There were 22 Kurdish, I suspect PUK, folks. I don't want to call them Peshmerga, and I don't want to call them police. That's what they'll say they were. With AK-47s and RPG-7s, holding these four youngsters. This is all part of an intimidation plan for the families. Get the hell out of here or we're going to kill your children kind of thing.
This puts the American troops here in a difficult position, since during the Iraq War, the Kurds were allies, fighting side by side with U.S. troops against the Iraqi army. But Mayville says the Kurds then broke an agreement with Washington by allowing thousands of their fighters to pour into Kirkuk on the heels of the retreating Iraqi soldiers. The move triggered citywide looting and housejackings. As tensions mount between Kurds and the city's other ethnic groups, Arabs and Turkmen, the U.S. military says it's now in danger of losing the peace in Kirkuk. Again, Chief Warrant Officer Bill Moore.
If this continues at the rate it's continuing, the Arabs and perhaps the Turkmen will feel they have no recourse but to form armed militias to defend themselves and their interests. I do feel there's some risk to it exploding.
Colonel Mayville has been actively addressing this problem by sponsoring regular meetings of a multi-ethnic leadership council and conducting round-the-clock patrols of Kirkuk. But his 2,500-man garrison is stretched thin, and its authority does not extend beyond the city limits. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Kirkuk, Iraq.